So this is Morgan Shearer's story. So I did Semester at Sea, and the last new country we went to was Japan. So we had gone to Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka, and the last night in Osaka, Flume was performing there, and it was like the last night of like all of us being together kind of in like the last country. So we all got tickets to Flume, even though they were like $300 like by the end of it. So it was like all of a Semester at Sea there, and it was just like really cool because it was like our last big thing together. And when the concert was done, it was actually freezing out, and we were all in like skimpy little outfits. And we tried to get a cab driver to take us back to our hotel, and he took us to a hotel that had the same name, but it was like 30 minutes away from the one that we actually needed to go to. And the like person who was like working at the counter, he like did not understand what we were saying, and we were like, we need a cab, like, can you call us a cab to take us to the different hotel? And he like finally kind of got cab, so he got us a cab. But then the cab driver dropped us off like in the middle of nowhere and was like, no, you're here. And we're like, no we're not, like, this isn't our hotel. He's like, no, you're here. And my one friend was like really scared because he was getting kind of like confrontational, and I was like, no, like, we need him to take us to our hotel. We have no more cash, like, it's not like it's Uber and stuff. So I was like, I don't know how we're gonna do this. But she like got out of the car because she was like so scared. I was like, oh my god. So we run into this random like corner store, and we were just, because it was so cold out, and we had no idea where we were going, and we like wanted to like take a second and like look at the map and like try and see where we needed to go so we could show the cab driver like the next one we got. And the owner of the store comes running out and like curses us out, and he was like, get out of my store if you're not buying anything, like, get out, what are you doing? And we're like, we're so sorry, but it's so cold outside, can we stay in here? And he was like, no, get out, and starts like pushing us out of the store. And then we like randomly, this cab driver's like driving by, and he like could speak English pretty well, and we like barely had enough money to like pay him, so we had him drop us off like a block down the street from where our hotel actually was. And when we finally got back, we were just like, okay, I think that was probably the most exhausting thing that we've like ever done. And it just, I mean, the night was so fun, but it just like really was a shame to end on that kind of note, because it was like we had really negative interactions with everyone that we like came in contact with, and it just like very like rude interactions. And I'm sure we were like being rude as well because we were frustrated and we didn't know how we were getting home and we were running out of money. And it was just, we got home safely though. That was kind of like the moral of it. But
do you think you like took anything away from like the negative aspects of it?
Definitely. I mean, just like when I got, after Japan, we went to Hawaii for a day to refuel, and so we stopped and got lunch somewhere, and just like being able to specify your order or something like that. And I was like, I don't think I'll ever take this for granted again. Yeah. Just being able to communicate your needs, kind of, just because like it's not your fault or their fault that you don't speak the same language. It's just frustrating. And I think it'll always be frustrating, but at least I can like, I feel like I took away the fact that I won't take that for granted anymore.
Right.
So how many people were you with? Like, who were the other girls that you
were with? It just ended up being, like, we had to split up in cabs, so it was just me and another girl. So it was just the two of us. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was hard. And she kind of has a personality where she's, like, not, like, ditzy, but ditzy. And it was just like, okay, I need to take charge. I need to figure out how we're doing this. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I was, like, basically crying inside. I was like, if it wasn't so cold and we could like walk around and figure it out and like walk, because we both had phone plans, so that wasn't the issue. Mm-hmm. it was so cold, so we needed to drive there, but we didn't know how to tell them. And the difficult thing with a lot of the Asian countries is that they use characters, so even if you have the directions in your phone, if it's not in characters, they have no idea what it's saying. So then you need to download like the characters app, and there's a map that has characters and that. So we finally realized that, but it was like the last day in Japan, so it was like, that would have been great to have the entire time we were in China and Japan. But
was that like the hardest like communication barrier that you faced like the whole time abroad, kind of? Like, was that like the worst situation?
I would say not so much like certain countries were bad, but it was just like everyone's like, oh, well, doesn't everyone speak English? And you're like, well, in a lot of countries, yeah, you do. But a lot of the time it's people who have had, like, further education and, like, a lot of education. So they're not your cab drivers. They're not your waitresses or waiters. So it's not the people you're interacting with. So, yeah, like, a lot of people in those countries may speak that language, but not the people you're interacting with. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that was the biggest thing that I wasn't expecting. I was like, oh, everyone's going to speak English. Even if it's broken, you'll be able to understand what they're saying. And that just really wasn't the case for a lot of it.
So were you advised to only have a certain amount of money on you, or?
So in most of the countries, they recommended that we wore, like, a money belt. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I, like, ended up not wearing that a lot of the time. But I don't know. I live in the city at home, so I live in Philadelphia, so I'm very mindful of stuff like that. Whereas, like, some people are taking their, like, expensive purses and throwing them around, or your phone and camera. And I was just like, no, you don't do that. So I think it's just like we had these things called pre-port before every country, where you would have a meeting and they would be like, this is the crime rate, this is a terrorism rate, this is petty crime is popular, including pickpocketing or things like this. Fake cabs are going to try and scam you. So, like, you had an idea going into it, the things that were most prevalent in that country, and the way they got that information was from embassies, but also from past semester at sea students who would come back and be like, okay, in this country, don't do this or do this, and kind of thing. So they kind of compiled all that information and gave us a little, like, quick do's and don'ts before each country, which was, like, extremely, extremely helpful.
Yeah.
What was the conversion rate in Japan?
I don't remember.
Okay. I'm just curious.
But we had, like, conversion apps on our phone, so you could, like, quickly see what, like, the actual price was. But, yeah.
Very cool.
Is that it for me?
Yeah. Thanks.
So should we just keep this one going?